This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. As you know, if you listen to this program with any degree of regularity, I like to present different things about that which we are all talking, not just the same old stuff, the same old party line, the same concerns. Well, using that focus, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, the unvaccinated seem to be the least concerned about this new variant, according to a poll anyway, that was released by CBS over the weekend.
Thank God they polled on that.
Yeah,
they,
right.
Of course the unvaccinated are the ones who are least concerned about it. Right. That's why they're not vaccinated.
Exactly.
Right. So, hello, duh. One of the things that I'm getting into, and one of the things that I pride myself with is not, I don't like people to agree. I don't want to listen to a radio program where everybody agrees. I want to also pick up new bits and pieces of information. And so when I listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's an important cog in the wheel of DJV Health, he talks about, as a matter of fact, in the most recent podcast that we have at djvhealthshow.com, Jack talks about the variations of COVID and what it is that you have to worry about. He is not a vaccine. He's not had the vaccine. I didn't even like wearing a mask, but his wife, Mary, was more an anti-masker. And she was an anti-vaxxer, a little of both. But so I posted, I said that on my personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, I published a 30-second PSA, or posted probably is a better word, that has been airing on television stations and the audio is aired on radio stations about the vaccine. It's something that's aimed at educating. But I listened to it with a questionable ear because I think sometimes you can, I've said this before, advertising is for you to present a point of view. I'm happy to have people buy advertising time on my radio programs to tell some story because I want you to buy something or do something, and then I'm free to comment on it if I happen to have a different point of view. So anyway, and that would be the way that I would hope that we'd stimulate conversation that's new. Jack responded to my posting this COVID-19 vaccine initiative with the following. Because basically the information is the vaccine is effective. So Jack says, if it's effective, why are vaccinated people getting COVID in large numbers? And if it's safe, why is the CDC reporting 11,000 deaths from the vaccine so far? And among those 11,000 are a bunch of miscarriages. So I guess that's a question. When you look at the stats, would you think if there are, 170 million people that have been vaccinated in our country, is this a reasonable risk to have people inoculated?
But 99% of people right now who are being treated for COVID, like in the hospital or not, 99% of them are unvaccinated. So I'm not really sure what Jack's saying. There are some breakthrough cases, yes, and that's to be expected. That's like in the fine print of all the vaccines, that mm-hmm. breakthrough cases were expected from the beginning. There actually are fewer than what they anticipated. So the bottom line is the vaccines work really, really well. And even if you get a breakthrough case, there are three people in our world right now who are breakthrough cases, and none of them are in the hospital, and they're all pretty happy that they got the vaccine because it would have been a lot worse.
I think we're assuming that everybody with COVID is going to end up in the hospital, and that's just simply not true. 99% of people
get COVID.
No, I know, but I mean, I've heard this. I've heard this argument before, is that, you know, 99% of the people in the hospital are unvaccinated. Well, yeah, that makes sense because they don't have probably natural immunity or they don't have a vaccine, so they're more ripe for the pickings if COVID's going to come knocking.
So let me ask you this.
But
can
I just finish this thought?
Yeah, go ahead.
Most people resolve their cases of COVID at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then they have natural immunity, which is actually more powerful than the vaccine. So... I mean, I think Jack is talking about the people, and it's not publicized, that have died with relations and ties to the vaccine being administered to them.
All right. So, by the way, if you want to listen to Jack and his point of view, you're welcome to and encouraged to listen to our DJV Health podcasts, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, because there's a lot of this kind of conversation. Jack is certainly not one that goes along with the crowd. That's one of the reasons that I have him on, to stimulate you thinking about what the situation as it presents itself means to you. So I guess that's the question. When we get down to the points of view here, what do we do to move it forward? Or there's no solution. Well, the people who want to give you vaccines say that's the solution. Okay, the people who don't want vaccines say that's not the solution. So... what is the solution so that we don't become a nation of sick people who are easily, we already have seen this, I think, we're fighting with each other about all kinds of things. This is one of them. We fight about everything that is political, and I think that's what the Chinese communists want. I think that's how they want to disturb
the status quo. Why can't we have live and let live?
No, how do we fix the problem?
I don't understand how every day, and I'm really surprised, actually, at your perspective on all of this, knowing you as long as I have. It surprises me how much you are not in the camp where I am, where I want people who want to get vaccines to have easy access to them, and I want you to get them. I want people who have natural immunity to get more information about how long that immunity lasts, and I want people who don't want the vaccines to not have to get the vaccines. I'm really surprised, just knowing you as long as I have, that you are not in that camp. Every day you go, God, the people who don't, why are we so stupid? It's just so, the people are uneducated. Get the vaccine and watch my videos.
No.
I mean, I don't understand.
No, I haven't seen,
Zach, you said that on Friday. You said people are so stupid.
I think that people
I don't know. I'm surprised.
And where do we go with this? Okay,
We are where we are. Why do we have to go anywhere?
Nobody's solving
anything.
We're going backwards.
We are going back to the masks. We're going back to who knows what.
But that's because of fear tactics. I mean, look, don't wear a mask. Don't let the government dictate if you have to have a gasket on your face. If you feel that you are at risk, then wear the mask. If you are vaccinated, take the mask off. I don't care what the government says to you. It is ridiculous.
Well,
it's not following the science.
There's going to be a pushback. If there is as there seems to be in California, move back to certain things that were tenants of the past year and a half, people are not going to do it. They're not going to close their businesses down.
The sheriff already came out. Yeah. And said, I'm not having my people enforce this. We have crime that's skyrocketing. We have all these other, homeless issues. I'm not going to do something that flies in the face of science. And he's right. Los Angeles County is getting so much pushback because the CDC guidelines indicate that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors. You should have enough protection. And so it's silly to make this like the next step for LA County.
LA County, you guys have had 1,000 new cases every day for the last 8 days. So who are those cases? I'm just curious.
That's the question.
I'm guessing they're unvaccinated people. But
so here's
what
I think. So this is the same question that I asked. Who are these people? We have that could be a piece. But we mostly have a high percentage of vaccinated people in L.A. County. I think our number is almost up to the 70% mark, which is what Biden wanted. We also have a ton of people with natural immunity because L.A. was hit really hard in the fall of last year.
Right.
So who are the people? We're assuming that these people are somehow sickly or dying in a hospital bed. They are not. They are people who are going out and testing and who get a positive test result. Some of them may not even have symptoms. We don't even know that. And so my thought is that it's these people who are very extra concerned, who have been scared poopless for the last year from the government about what to do. And so these people are out traveling for the first time. They probably either before they go on their trips or after they come back, they go and take a test. And then they're getting these results and people are putting on the emergency brake, even though we don't even know if these people are in the hospital. I mean, I have talked to people who work in many hospitals and the numbers are not going up because I've been in a lot of hospitals over the last 3 weeks, and I've been talking to people about whether or not their COVID cases are going up. Hospitalizations, they're not really going up. And so it's the number of cases. And this is why I think it's really important to say that not everybody that gets COVID is going to be in the hospital. There are going to be people who have no symptoms. There are going to be people who just have a positive test. And there are going to be people who are sick at home in addition to those people in the hospital. So I think it's really important to note that. Because, you know, the media, everybody else likes to start screaming and running with their hands up in the air. Well, let's look and see what we're worried about. Are the hospitalizations up? And right now,
they're up
really
36%
huge...
according to Axios this morning across the country.
It's not a huge blip, though, across the country. But what about in L.A.? Where, I mean, that's what
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know L.A. I don't know. I mean, right now, Axios had said 26,000 new cases per day is what we, for the last... week, which is that's a spike of up to 70% more than the previous week. So that is a lot. And you're right. This is we don't know the severity of these cases, but these are confirmed cases. Hospitalizations are up 36%. Deaths are up 26%. It's an average of 211 people a day now across the country are dying. So yeah, it's those
one
numbers are nowhere near where we were.
As you move ahead, I realize that school is going to be starting in a month. In some parts of the country already we're back to that, and the teachers' unions are already saying, well, we better not jump so quickly to bring everybody back to school now, and where do we go from there? The push is on here locally for in-person education, masks for anybody not vaccinated, and if you need to go, the vaccinated staff and students remain in school unmasked. And that's the position of the people here. Whether that's going to carry the day or not elsewhere remains to be seen. But they're all running back to the guidance of the CDC. I don't know that I think
locally
that
there's going to be some differences too, because like in New Jersey, if you are vaccinated, if you're a student and you're in the age range where a vaccine's been approved, you don't have to wear a mask. In New York City, regardless of that status, they're having all the kids wear masks because everyone's going to be back in person. So I think it's going to depend. I think we're going to start to see different rules rolling out, maybe even county by county, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah. 18 past the hour. Let's think that through.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, and you know what that means. It means that we are going to bring Jay into the trending box and find out who's doing what to whom. I was listening to the ladies just a moment ago talking about the Shailene Woodley thing, which does seem to be all over the place. There are a lot of the stuff that comes in social media is gossip, right? I mean, let's get right down to it. The Adele thing. Is she dating Rich Paul? I saw that yesterday. I was thinking to myself, because he's the agent for LeBron James, right?
Yes.
And he's been bringing her to watch the games as the season comes to a close. And so that's got everybody, wow, look at this guy. He's dating her, blah, 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 blah. So is much of what we have, shall we say, social media abounds in rumors, Jay. Is it a rumor? Is it rumor mongering? To be excited about what is in trending material on social media.
I'm going to be honest, I did not understand that question.
What do we just, is it just gossip? It's all it is.
Gossip. Oh, yeah. And then you have different outlets that will write their own narrative. So, for instance, Adele, whether or not she's dating NBA agent Rich Paul, they sparked the rumors by sitting together at Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Saturday. Then you see on Instagram, there are paparazzi shots of Blake Lively with her kids with Ryan Reynolds. And it looks like she's, you know, pushing them along and having a good day and then waving at the cameras. And Blake Lively even commented on those photos. And she said that you spliced these two photos together. I was not waving at you. There was some man who kept jumping in and out of bushes trying to take a picture when she would approach, because normally she'll approach paparazzi, give them a photo without her kids. She'll say, let me step away from my children. I'll give you whatever photo you want, and then leave us alone. Well, this person just kept kind of hiding and taking pictures and then jumping out, jumping back in, scaring her kids. So she called him out on that, and she even said that one of the neighbors saw the situation and it was upsetting, and the neighbor even had words with this photographer. So you never really know what you're seeing when it comes to social media.
Right. And they could doctor a picture, as far as that's concerned. How do we really... It's getting down to the point where it may be good for entertainment purposes, but it's not much good for anything else. And I think, by the way, I think Adele looks awful. She just doesn't... She's a just kind of withered away to nothing. I wonder, is she traveling? Is she on the road? Is her voice down? She got as much heft to her voice as she always had? Or is she, what is she
doing? Well, the fashion blogs, I'm looking at the fashion blogs, and they're giving her, like, major style marks, so I think she looks great. I don't know what you're seeing.
I think she looks like she has gone on a crash diet and looks anemic. That's how she looks to me. I think her face is gaunt. Her body doesn't look like she has any substance to it at all. Looks like everything's withering away. So she could put on nice clothes, but what's she covering? You know, what's her body? Is she? One of the things that happens when you do stuff like that, it's just not healthy to lose weight like that. And
she's been working on her health for years. Yeah, and I think a lot of people, when they see a woman, specifically a woman who is plus size, lose a lot of weight, people think your exact thoughts, Doug. Where if you were to see Adele, if she hit the scene at the size she is now, nobody would think
twice.
No
one would ever say anything. Yeah.
No, I think it's really unfortunate that we spend a lot of time talking. I don't know how many men we do that to. Maybe, Doug, your equal opportunity, like when you go after people. But, like, I mean, this is a woman who probably got criticized all the time for her size. And now she's
not
getting criticized for looking too skinny.
Great.
I know. You loved her. I know. That's why I said you're not included in this conversation, but like I think everybody
like so many other conversations we have here.
Yeah, but like somebody has an opinion on everybody's size. It's like live and let live, people. She'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope she is. Anyway, because I think her singing is amazing. I think her songs. I think the stories she tells in her songs are just amazing, and she's apparently quite a good performer when you see her. And she always gets so worked up about making sure the audience is pleased. Now it's still 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said, thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures. End quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the select committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said in a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Much is asked of us, and we give much to you. We take the bait. You got a question, we've got answers. We take stories and try to shine a different light on them. I don't know how we shine a different light on this one, Victoria. Walmart's got to pay $125 million. It's too bad it wasn't 12. Billion. This was so outrageous. And these people just kind of get away with, oh, well, it's a cost of doing business. So tell a story about what this Wisconsin jury has done to that woman who worked for Walmart with Downs.
Yeah, so a woman with Down syndrome was awarded $125 million in punitive damages in her suit against Walmart for wrongful termination. Her name is Marlo Spaeth, and she began working at Walmart as a sales associate in 1999. Then in November of 2014, clearly loyal employee, after Walmart altered her shift schedule, she repeatedly asked the company to return her to normal work hours because with Down syndrome, she benefits from a regular routine, and regular sleep schedule and things like that. So the new schedule was a significant hardship, or that's what her lawyers had argued. In July of 2015, they fired her for being absent from work. which her lawyer said was caused by the new schedule. And so her termination letter said that she could be rehired, but Walmart refused to do that. And so then she decided to get a lawyer to, she actually, is the, and this is what's really sad, and this is what Walmart, like, doesn't get. The lawsuit that she filed was because she wanted her job back. This is not like she wasn't going after the company for money.
Right.
She just wanted her job back. And so the jury thankfully awarded her this massive amount of $125 million plus $150,000 in compensatory damages, and saying that Walmart violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so Walmart issued this lame statement instead of saying this is such an unfortunate thing and it was a misunderstanding or
they
whatever.
Don't get
all
it. They
said,
never get it. They don't
their
get
sta-
it. The, they
their
don't get
sta-
it.
I know, but their statement was, well, we expect that the punitive damages will be dropped down to about $300,000 because that's the most that anyone's been paid out yet. That's all they cared about.
Yeah.
They didn't even mention her as a human being.
It's such a despicable company. I just think it's a horror show. Always has been. Sam Walton would roll over in his grave if he... You think he would do anything like that? Never in 100,000 million years. It's the bean-counting bastards that run... And there's so many of these huge companies that just get so tone deaf, immune, if you will, to even what the public says. As the public can go in and find everything cheap in the world, made in China, help yourself to the local Walmart.
But this is this is an employee that was there for 16 years, and they cared nothing about her whatsoever.
Nope, zero. Yeah. Okay.
It's such a bad PR move, too. Just from that perspective, it's like...
Yep.
You would think, I mean, that much of money is not that much to Walmart. So, like, at least if you're going to have to pay it in a way that's, like, graceful, I guess. I don't
right.
know.
All right. So here's something that the airlines are not going to be very graceful about. And we're chuckling about this because we kind of want to tool them up or tune them up a little bit ourselves. The federal regulators are working to ease some of the things that irritate us. Well, I don't ever check a bag. So I would never travel, even if I go when I go to Israel in December. I won't check a bag. One bag and my handbag. That's it. I'm not.
Well, you're a dude, so you can do that. But
well,
I'm the same way. If I have to check a bag, I don't want to take it. Carry on or bus.
No, it's such a hassle. You waste an hour of your life at the other end of the trip waiting for the bags to come down the chute, and they lose them. So now under the circumstance, who wants to explain it? Jay, why don't you explain what's going on here with this new proposal from Mayor Pete? Because he's the one behind this, right? He's the head of
Victoria, I think you would be best with this one.
Really?
Secretary Pete, yeah, the Department of Transportation. He's the Transportation Secretary. So, yeah, now he's Secretary Pete. And under this new rule, flyers would actually get their money back on baggage fees if your bag is delayed beyond 12 hours for a domestic flight or 25 hours for an international flight. Jen had actually said off the air, and I totally agree, that it should be even lower than that, but this is where they're starting.
Yeah.
Right now, this is the big difference is... Right now, you do not get a refund on your bag fee unless
the
luggage is completely
lost. You're talking about Walmart being tone deaf.
Yeah.
These people that run these airlines, they could give a good crap about stuff
everybody
like this.
Everybody as a consumer, as
over.
A flyer, they have us over a barrel. You know, you make
choice.
Too much. I mean, you have to go along with it. So I'm
They'll
really
arrest you at the airport.
Yes, it's true.
Too much of a thing.
Absolutely. So I'm really happy that
they made $5 billion last year on checking your bags.
Exactly. And then how do you think about how many bags of those were lost? They were misplaced
Millions.
For days. Yeah, 2 million bags were reported mishandled. 2018 is the last year that they have data so far. So that's one good thing about baggage fees. The other thing that's going to be, this is all part of Biden's, the recent executive order that looked at up in competition in various industries. So this is another thing that it falls under that. They're also going after, and this is something I really love, they're going after, like, if you're paying for Wi-Fi access or advanced seat selection, and then your Wi-Fi doesn't work, which has happened to me on almost every flight, and then they blame you, and they say, oh, well, it's just your iPad apparently doesn't work with our Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know, they love saying stuff like that. So if you're paying for these services, and they're not providing the service, Mayor Pete says, well, hello, this is just basic consumerism. You get what you pay for, and if they don't provide it, you get your money back. Seems really simple, but it's come to this to actually get us to this point.
American is notorious for this because the Wi-Fi is crap on most of the
United is just as bad.
Yeah.
Southwest,
United.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Southwest is the worst of all of them, as far as I'm concerned. That's a horrible way to go. It's like riding anything. But, let's go back for a second to paying to choose your seat.
Mm-hmm.
After you buy a seat on JetBlue, anyway, I don't know who else does it. That's why I stay away from JetBlue. You can't choose your seat unless you call and give them $15 to say, I want to sit in this seat.
Oh, all the airlines do that.
Yeah, that's 25.
American doesn't do it.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
I've done it.
Yeah.
You're only in first class. Fancy pants. But the rest of us try to, you know, spend a little extra to get a better seat. So, yeah.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. To choose your seat, you have to pay for main cabin extra or the wider seats and more leg room. That you have to pay for. Got it. But to pick after you've paid whatever it is for your seat, and then on top of that to have to pay to choose a seat, I don't know anybody who does that with JetBlue.
There's other airlines that do that. Yeah, just to choose your seat, like an extra $4 if you want this seat, or that, you know. I mean, it's just another way to tack on fees.
Because give you, when you search for your flight, you know, you think you're getting a flight that's, let's say, $250. Well, once you add in checked bag fee and then you add in the extra cost to choose your seat, you're well over $300 and you no longer got a good deal on that flight.
Right.
They don't care. They just want to bilk you as
much as they can. Well, there's no such thing as a good deal, no matter what. And in flying today, there is no such thing as a good deal. Period. End of story. Jennifer, I want to go to wine country for a moment, if we may, please.
Me too.
Let's
go.
This is, you know, me and the farm stuff, American Family Farmer Show is something that I do every week about food, family, farm. And this week we have a focus on this nook, if you will, of American agriculture, which normally is able to sort of outwit the climate change or the lack of rain. But so far this year, because of what's going on in that part of the world, the vineyards are drying up, like the apple orchards are drying up. And so insurance companies are saying...
Yeah, there's also some bureaucrats to blame on this one, too. So
well, there may be. But what, do you mean the lack of the ability to get insurance anymore?
Well, that's what you're talking about, is the lack of ability to get insurance.
You can't get insurance,
part of the, well, a huge part of the problem is that up in this area, and especially, on the Sonoma side, so it has been dry. The last 2 years have been dry. That's just number one. You've also had fires burning, which can be really detrimental to people growing grapes, because the ash that falls in the soil impacts the taste of the fruit. So sometimes it's not what you're thinking when you have these fires burning around. It was really notorious with like a lot of the high-end Cabernets a few years ago with the Napa fires that were burning. And Silver Oak and others had to just toss a lot of their wine, which is not good because it would taste like a fire when you would drink the wine. So there's those two elements, but up in the areas of Sonoma, for sure, and I'm imagining that Napa would be the same, a lot of the sources that they used for water have now been taken out of the equation for them by the government. So there's a dry creek area of Sonoma, which is supposed to feed into a river that leads right into the ocean. And because the Delta smelt are protected, these little, like, anchovy things, and because there were some salmon eggs or something, and so they've stopped allowing the vineyards to use that water source. And now these vineyards are like, well, what are we supposed to do? This is what we were using for not even just tens of years, but almost 100 years of growing grapes in that area. That was the water source, and now California, because of environmental restrictions, have prevented them from using that water source. So
I wonder how this is. I'm looking at some of the other things that are grown. This time of year, we normally have a lot of cherries, and many of them come from this area as well. I wonder if they're the same. I've noticed that I love
good
cherries
this year.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe they were earlier, they weren't affected, although when they're picked, they have to be moved quickly in order for them to keep the sweets and the flavor and that sort of thing. One wonders. By the way, we missed Victoria, this is on you. You distracted me in the conversation, so I never got to National Cherry Day on Friday, which was pretty outrageous. Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, do they grow cherries? I thought they were all grown on the West Coast, but apparently there are a bunch of them grown in Michigan.
And then, of course, huge. They have the Cherry Festival in Michigan. I've been to it. It's really fun.
Have you?
Cherry everything.
You know, well, except for maraschino cherries, which are made from potatoes. Other than that, I don't think it should be. They should not be celebrated during the cherry festivals because they're not real cherries. You knew that, right?
Don't fall for this, Victoria.
I'm not. I'm just like thinking, like, why are you trying to even make this up? Is this the same guy with the Shrewsbury, not the sandwich?
That's a different guy.
Great. I love your sources.
Okay. As we've got food news on our mind, Oreos are ready for the fall already. Apple cider donut flavored Oreos. Ugh. Who's going to go for these? They had what they've already done the Oreo.
Good.
You do think it sounds good?
Yeah. I do.
They're chocolate cookies with cream.
No,
why are they
not
putting all this other stuff?
No, they're not.
Caramel
brownies. They change the flavor. Like, the lemon ones are awesome. Have you ever had a lemon Oreo? Oh, those are
Yeah. Ryan loves, my husband loves those lemon ones.
I think it's like almost, it's heresy. Oreos are two chocolate cookies with the cream in the middle of them. What is the rest of this stuff? What, Oreo cookies with apple cider donuts? And then they have the
whole cookie. It's not, there's, you have to forget what, you have seen Oreos that are not just two chocolate cookies, right? With the cream in the middle, like you've seen other flavors of Oreos before.
But they're not really Oreos.
You're human and you live on this planet, so
yeah,
you have seen
Oreos.
Them.
They're not really Oreos.
Well, think
Oreos.
Of M&M's.
It's
you
the
have
brand.
The plain M&M's, you have the peanut M&M's, you have peanut butter M&M's. They're just
No, that's true. That's a great example, frankly. Peanut M&M's are not M&M's. M&M's melt in your hand. Don't melt in your hand. They melt in your mouth. It's chocolate.
My brain is melting in my mouth right now listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
Whose fault is this? Who started this?
Who started this conversation? Hold on a
you,
second.
Me, you, where do you think this all starts with you? You start with the maraschino cherry.
I just said I thought an apple donut sounded good. Yes.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour now. It's the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. That's the jingle, the Money Pit. Okay, so we get questions from our listeners for Tom. That's part of what we do here, plus some of the information that we pass along that's sort of a teaser from the podcast, and they've got a great newsletter. But let's start with John, who listens to us out in Montana, says that he recently purchased a home, Tommy, that needs work, and he doesn't know where to begin. Well, maybe this old house maybe calls them up, but he didn't. He wants to hear that from you. So where does he begin? What's a good...
Well, he's trying to decide between multiple projects. He wants to know if he should replace the heating system, the furnace and the water heater, remodel the bathroom, or rip out carpeting and replace it with hardwood floors. Generally speaking, what you want to do is the improvements that give you the best return on investment first, and those that are core to the function of your house. So what I would do in that respect is I would do the furnace and the water heater. Now we're going into the winter. If you replace them now, you're going to have...
Don't say that. Did you just say that?
We will be going in the winter, but by the time he gets a contractor, gets the old system out, it's going to be fall, right?
Yep.
So before that happens, now's the time to do it, because if you wait until it gets cold, you're going to be like in a long line of people trying to get their furnace replaced. So I think that's a good thing to start planning and getting done. And we did it last year. I'm very happy that we did.
Turn on the furnace and it goes, poof. Oh, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I would concentrate on that first. Now, in terms of the bathroom remodel, I mean, if the bathroom's functional and this is just sort of a cosmetic remodel, you could put that and the replacement of the carpeting, ripping out of the carpeting, kind of in the same bucket in the terms of when you have time to do it, when you have money to do it. I mean, the nice thing about doing the flooring now, especially if you haven't moved into this house yet, is that it doesn't get any easier to take out that carpet. But by the way, you may be pleasantly surprised, depending on when your house was built. Doug, I can't tell you how many times I've seen folks take out carpet and discover hardwood floor underneath it because there was a period of time when that was just standard construction.
Yeah.
And all you need to do in that case is clean it up a bit.
Well, we know about what the chemicals in wall-to-wall carpet do to you. People, if they educate themselves, won't even think about putting that stuff in. But, yeah, ripping it out of an old house, I did that once. An old house, pine boards, 14 years. This was an old house. And it was cold because stuff coming up in the basement was chilling the house. So instead of fixing what was in the basement, you put down carpeting. So that stopped the drafts.
Yeah,
that stuff's not good for you to breathe under any circumstances.
Absolutely, and especially carpeting in a basement. That's just terrible because it's so moist down there that you get very happy dust mites. That's not good for your respiratory system.
No. Okay, so we've been talking for the past month about your Safe and Home sweepstakes. Pretty much the end of the line for people to get in on that, right?
Yeah, still 2 days left. You can enter now, and we're giving away almost $4,000 in home security cameras from Deep Sentinel. Now, I have these on my home, and I love them because they're monitored by Deep Sentinel's personal security guards 24/7. That's the way the system works.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's cool. If somebody was to come with ill intent, they would be stopped. The crime would be interrupted by Deep Sentinel. But they also, they're smart. There's an automatic intelligence behind it, and so I'll get notifications that a package has been delivered, for example. So they can tell when a package delivery driver walks up and drops a package on your porch. So pretty cool system, and you can win with three different systems we're giving away.
All right. Also, the podcast, we have a lot of focus. Isn't the kitchen makeover pretty much the number one thing that people want to do? If they're going to do remodeling, isn't it usually in the kitchen?
Well, yeah, because we spend so much time there. It also has a great return on investment. But, typically kitchen remodeling is a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 project these days.
Mm-hmm.
So what we focus on are the things that you can do that give you a big impact, big return on investment, but don't cost a lot. So, for example, painted cabinets now, painted kitchen cabinets, it's kind of the end thing. It used to be that we only dealt with stained cabinets where we saw the wood grain came through, but people are doing a lot with painted cabinets today, replacing the hardware, updating the faucets, updating the lighting in the kitchen. There's a lot of things like that that you can do that will give you a good ROI, and we talk about that in this week's podcast. So download it at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right. Also, newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. And there's you're covered everywhere with the info from you, and that's what's kind of cool.
I like
we do our best to keep you from your home becoming a money pit.
Right. I think that's almost impossible, frankly. I'm trying to get green moss off of the roof of my house right now. Not as easy as you would think. All right, Tommy, thanks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.